And it's a perfect for his motor. We've got a lot of fun things to do, and I'm sick of this other garbage. And when we talk about earthquakes, you know, after the big thrust, I'd rather look forward to what comes after. And I'm not particularly worried about San Diego. You know, well, I've got people down in San Diego. I've got people over in L.A. If they care enough about themselves, they're going to be in the right. They're going to be in the right place, regardless of what they think about themselves. One's always saying to me, "Well, I just want to be sure I'm right." What is your alternative? Know all you can, and you'll be right. You're going to be right either way, according to your level of interest and your willingness. But of course it's a concern when you have family and you know that any minute of any day, any hour, the San Andreas is going to go. Your geologists tell you that over and over again and get really nervous when they start pushing on it. Like this week, the buildings in L.A. will not stand. The buildings in L.A. will not stand. Now you tell us on the eve of the big one? What does that mean? It means they're all going to fall, crashing into each other. Oh, well, by 2011 we can have it fixed or whatever. And I can make a building that will stand if I only have $32 billion. And enough time. Maybe it will never go in your lifetime. And maybe it doesn't matter. And there is what we have to deal with. We have to deal with what is here at this moment of our progression. We always build against tomorrow so that our intent is always right. And then when tomorrow gets here, if it all goes wrong, we're still okay. We can't live back here. And what was done yesterday, you cannot undo. You may be able to undo some of the repercussions, but it's done. It's over. And in that very knowledge, you can know that this is an illusion. Because you only have perception of anticipated things to happen, and that's already gone. So you are manifest in a whirlwind of stuff, most of which you have no control over, seemingly. You have control over it 100%. Because regardless of what one's tried to thrust off on you, it is still your play. And you have made a choice in your play this very moment. You're here. Or you're not. So don't tell me that I don't have any choices, I don't have any alternatives. No, you have made the choice. You may wish you hadn't, but that's too bad. That's another choice. Life is nothing but a series of choices and alternatives. And you either work toward a positive alternative or you live in a past failure. How do I know it was a failure? Because you're still looking, aren't you? So some people get very, very good at failure. When we decide we no longer want to deal with failure, we're already a success. And in fact, you probably become exceptionally successful at failure. So when we turn the thought processes around and we rev up our mental capacity.
At least we're good at something.
You're still in the doghouse. You better be careful. You and your soup. Ask him. Going to make you thin, John.
Well, he started.
Isn't it the pits?
That's right.
Oh, well, you'll ascend easier. And already you're sharper. Isn't it wonderful that you can drink gold and get sharper? Oh, what a misuse. What a misuse of the wonders of nature and God. You have to count your silver and your gold and stack it in hoards and deprive yourself of the one thing you need the most. We've got a lot of fun ahead of us. A lot of fun. And actually, we're enjoying what we're doing. I yell a lot, but I'm enjoying it. We're alive. We're alive amongst a lot of dead. So allow us that to experience while we're here. You've come back a long, long way from a long, long time ago. And you'll be able to begin to remember some of these things. You're getting flashes of it now. And a lot of it you're not liking. You're going to spend a lot of time back in Egypt.
Egypt?
Egypt. You like that, don't you, John?
Yeah.
How were the attacks back then?
About like now. What do you think destroys civilizations? But you get smarter. There is absolutely, I chuckle because there are ways of getting at you personally. But there is not a prayer of the adversary winning. And you can almost have sympathy for him. It's like a good chess game. Oh yeah, you can. But it's one step at a time. As you come into responsibility. And I think that today is a good example of one of the hardest things, and that is coming to confrontation with self. When you have to realize that God is very conditional. He doesn't put many conditions, but they're pretty big. And it makes it very comfortable in your operating procedures. You just don't stray out of them. And pretty soon it gets to be a habit. And then the alternatives open beyond belief, because hardly any one of your adversaries are not leaving themselves wide open from a dozen different directions. When you think you have gone as far as you can and there are no alternatives left, you're wrong. There are. And if you look at the possibilities involved, you will leave this room. And I'm wrong if I don't share these things with you. This lawsuit, this silliness, this nonsense going on has opened a whole avenue of possibility thoughts to all of you. And you'll get busy. You don't have to put up with it. And within the laws of the land as structured for their benefit, if you just use them, they're there. They would love to be able to cram corporations down your throat. But you see, if they take that out of the loop, they don't have anything to use, do they? You just have to use it better than they. And keep it small. That means keep the ego out of it, and then you don't have to worry about that getting you. And then try to understand the mechanism. Try to understand what it is that you're dealing with. And when you understand it, you will see those openings. And because I don't want to be further remiss, I want you all to know I cherish you beyond all things, that I have been privileged and God has granted me the grace of sharing with you. I'm honored. You have no way to comprehend what I'm saying. You may think, oh, well, good, Daddy likes me. You don't have any idea the journeys that we've had or how privileged I am to be able to work with you again.
How about us working with you?
Really, really fun.
Yeah,
right.
Not like me. Not like me. Perhaps the difference is I remember and you can't.
True.
And maybe that means I need to be more humble to you because you don't remember. And if you did, you'd get even with me. So I better get the hell out of here.
I think I'm starting to remember.
The pits, isn't it? Don't you wish you'd done it better the first time? Or the 287th time?
Just the way we make it this time.
Well, we'd miss next time.
Yeah.
So we'll take whatever God asks us to do. Anyone want to ask me a question? You're about out of time. Good.
Didn't wait long.
There have been lawyers since Satan was birthed.
Valerie.
Ponder it.
Valerie wants to ask a question.
I have a question. I wake up at night and my body vibrates. And then I hear that frequency. Does this come from the frequency?
Yes. Surprisingly enough, and one of the reasons they want to take it off the market is melatonin will somewhat counter some of those frequencies. It isn't just that it relaxes you and allows you to sleep. It is absolutely a particular frequency that it has as its resonance. And I would suggest that as long as you can get it, continue to use it. It is not a habit-forming thing, other than you might get in the habit of sleeping. And when you don't have it, you might wish you had. But they'll try to get it off the market because it's going to counter some of these frequencies they're going to pump into the society. And that's their problem now. They're not looking after your health. They want it out of your hands. And for Valerie, I would say, get off the soup and eat. The rest of you, viva la soup. Anything else? Then let's go write lawsuits. Salut.
Salut.